Hey everyone, this is Bob Leahy at Life Church in Chico, California. Welcome to the Midweek Pastors Podcast. This is a way for us to go beyond the sermon through conversation, questions and answers, deep dives into topics, and interviews. Whether it be in your car, at the gym, or hiking in Upper Park, we hope that this podcast really encourages and equips you wherever you're at. Hey, Life Church, Pastor Bob here with Pastor Chris again.
Hello.
We are on three podcasts in a row where you guys get to hang out with us. So be blessed, right?
Yes.
Hey, we were in Mexico a few weeks back, and something that came up, well, I brought it up, of course, because the Lord the Lord loves to convict me. And I have these weird questions of conviction in my life that happen often. And so we're sitting there. I'm eating tacos, and these tacos are amazing. And yes. I am full. We're at a nice little taco place. I'm full, but I want more tacos.
Yeah.
And so I am continually eating these tacos because they're so good. And it pops into my mind that we are in Mexico. We're building houses for these families that can't afford these things. They don't even have the ability to travel down to the taco place that mm-hmm. we're at to have tacos. And I'm thinking I am overindulging in this food when there are people in this community who can't even afford to have one of these. And so it just got me thinking about gluttony and just the posture of our hearts in the things we consume mm-hmm. and as Americans and just our heart in that. And it got me, I asked Pastor Chris, I think he was at the table with me, hey, Chris, are we sinning right now? Because like, I'm full, but I still want to go get one of those Arrabbata tacos with some salsa on it and some guacamole. And so I know I'm joking a little bit about this, but this was a serious thought that popped into really my head and a conviction that I had. And so, Chris, what would you say to a person in that situation where they're in a country or a place where they're poor mm-hmm. and you're eating like a king, essentially?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, it goes back to what we were talking about in one of our recent podcasts of when you go to another country, you go into a different context, you really can have your existing system challenged and you have to reboot it. You have to say, mm-hmm. wait a minute. Totally different place, totally different people, totally different circumstances. And so I love the way you said that to me. We were sitting at the table. It was like, okay, if I take this taco, we were looking at it, and I eat this, have I crossed the line? Am I crossing the line?
Yeah.
It my tummy is full, because that's what I said. I go, okay, my stomach is full, but I want this. Why do I want this? Well, I want it because of the taste and this and that. And Brian Wills jumped in on it and said, well, it's an attitude of the heart. Mm. If your heart is grateful for what you have, if you are content, if you're like, I'm full, I'm satiated, I feel good, that should be then the trigger that says, no, don't eat anymore. Because if you keep going, then you're going to sin, because then you're going to take into yourself something that is unnecessary and it's wasteful.
You might pay for it later too.
Right. And you might pay for it later. And so it's the whole thing. It was like when Paul says, don't be drunk with wine, but instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. He uses a very specific word of like excess. He goes, because that to do that would be excess. Mm. So in one way, he's not saying don't drink wine, but he says if you drink wine to the point of excess, not only are you're hurting yourself, but you're offending the wine in that sense. That's not what the wine is created for.
Yeah.
And so in the same way, it's like here you're downing this taco that you really don't need. And somebody else could really use it. Mm. The sin is that you're disrespecting the food because this food is created by God to nourish us and to give us strength. And that's what we pray, right? Lord, bless this food, nourish it to our bodies. And so the idea with gluttony, especially in the Proverbs, it says, to put a knife to your throat. Mm. Literally, the proverb says, I can't remember which one it is here. It says, put a knife to your throat so that you won't do it. Which I think is kind of apropos, isn't it? It's like, no, don't do that, because don't let it go in, because it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. And so why do we do that? I think it's, like I said, it's a gratitude thing. I'm not grateful for what I have and content and celebrate. Go, that was a great meal. I feel really good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat that next taco because that would be ungrateful. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it just because I can. And that's an American thing too.
Totally. And I think us as Americans, we can go into a culture down there and think that, oh, for them to feel like we're enjoying ourselves or we're grateful for them or, mm-hmm. you know, because there's this attitude of like, oh, eat, eat, eat. Like,
right,
It makes them feel good when you eat, eat, eat. And it's sure there's a certain extent to that, but at some point, like, you can go too far.
Right.
And I think biblically speaking, too, like, when we're talking about gluttony, a lot of times it's talked in reference to drinking and alcohol and things of that nature too. And so, I loved how you said that we're kind of doing a disservice to the wine. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can enjoy your first glass of wine, but once you get to glass three or four, are you mm-hmm. really enjoying the taste of mm-hmm. wine, or have you overindulged to the point of drunkenness where you're mm-hmm. not really tasting anything? You're kind of diluting the quality of the food or the wine that you're receiving. And so that's really interesting thought. I haven't thought about that, but
that's actually the word I think that Paul used, now that you mentioned it, Bob, is it's called he calls it, I think in the King James, it's dissipation, which means dilution. You're diluting it, you're cheapening it, you're making it less than what it is. I was thinking of 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 through 20 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Hmm. So not so that we don't gratify the yearnings of the flesh, we have to say, oh, wait a minute. This temple was redeemed by God. I need to glorify God in what I do, what I say, what I eat, how I act. Now, everybody's got to determine that for themselves. We don't have a standing rule, although there are some holiness churches that have really mapped out, okay, this is what holy people do, this is what holy people don't do. Mm. And so, you know, it's that little saying, don't smoke, don't chew, and don't hang out with those that do. And so the holiness movement was about, you know, don't go to motion pictures, don't play cards. You know, Mormons can't have anything with caffeine in it, right? And so that was like, no, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
If somebody's convicted that says, you know what, I'm not going to do caffeine anymore because I don't like what it does to me. It makes me mm-hmm. edgy. It makes me irritable. Then that's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But so we can't sit there and look at a person and say, hey, dude, that's one too many tacos. You know, you cross the line unless... it's a 15th taco.
Yeah,
I guess I would say something. If that was you, Bob, I would say, hey, Bob, that's your 15th taco.
And they're starting to throw up because they've eaten too many. Then maybe we could say something. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's just such interesting concept. I remember this came to mind a long time ago. I went on a road trip with a buddy who's vegan, and we went all the way up, drove all the way up to Seattle and came all the way down the coast and just slept in the car and stuff and hung out. But along the way, we were like stopping at all the great coffee shops, all the great breweries, all the great like food places. And at some point he raised the question of like, are we gluttons? Like, we're eating so much, like that's mm-hmm. a big purpose of our trip. And so I've always been challenged by that thought of the things that I consume. Mm-hmm. Am I consuming too much to where others are not able to partake?
Yeah.
And so I think of that a lot as Americans, like we are consumers and, you know, we just do things that are just part of our culture that we don't really give thought to, where we purchase our goods from, where that money goes, like what does it trickle down to? You know, in Mexico, the farmers there, Driscoll's, like, it's a big business, big industry there. It's like the industry, strawberries and driving by some of those fields and seeing people literally running, mm-hmm. picking strawberries, running because they don't get paid by the hour. They get paid by the weight of the strawberries weight. They mm-hmm. bring in. And so just the desperation of those people working there, it just made me think like of how I spend my money and, mm-hmm. you know, how I, in a way, that's a part of our gluttony, mm-hmm. in a sense, is just, are we consuming to the point of areas where it impacts people's livelihood negatively? And so that's just something that I've been reflecting on since we've been back, and just trying to figure out, okay, what's my part in that, Lord, and all that.
And I'm glad you asked that question, because you made me think, you made me pause and say, what is the line? Where do I cross the line? And why do I?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I can? Or, I mean, obviously, those tacos were incredible. They were tasty. So I didn't want another one because I was hungry, per se. I wanted because I wanted the taste again.
Right.
And, but that's that thing of...
you chew it and spit it out.
That's
pretty bad, right? Yeah. Like,
but that's that thing in, delayed gratification is like, though I can, even though I could afford it and blah, 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 it's like, no, I'm going to say no so that the long term is I sleep better at night, I don't gain weight, or the money I would have spent on that, I'm going to bless somebody with that money. Yeah. So that's that thing that's really tough for us as Americans, is delayed gratification for long-term benefits. We want it now, and we can order it online, and it'll be delivered to our door the next day. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, we're being conditioned, Bob. We're being slowly and subtly conditioned as consumers that there is no waiting time. There is no delay. Why should you? That's that whole thing. Like, you listen to commercials and they'll say a lot of times, you deserve. What was that whole? Wasn't that a McDonald's thing? You deserve a break today. So I've heard that on the radio. Like, you need to do this hot, this jacuzzi. You deserve to be able to come home every day and to sit in a jacuzzi. And so they use the word "you deserve" a lot.
Yeah, I mean, even in Mexico. We're working hard. We're building houses for these people. It's like, I deserve as many tacos as I want today because I worked hard. And tomorrow I'm going to work hard. I'm going to need to feel it. That instant gratification, it makes me think like that night we were at a taco place, which out of the three taco places we went was probably my least favorite. And so it made me think, that delayed gratification, I could have eaten so many tacos that I got so full and sick of tacos in that first night, but I didn't. That taco that was in front of me, I said, no, I'm not going to have it. And actually, I take that back. I think I shared it with somebody. But anyways, the next night we went to Taco Place and it was the best taco place. And if I overindulged the first night, I might not have been wanting to partake in the second night. And so it just makes me think about, young adults. We've been working through the book of James. We've been talking about patience and enduring and things of that nature. And it made me just think of like, we having patience and having gratitude for the things that we have and believing that God has more for us and not thinking that like we have to get everything in now that we can get because there might not be tomorrow. You just gotta trust the Lord in that. I know we're talking about tacos, but on a grander scale, like it's much larger than just tacos in our life.
Right.
Like it's regarding all sorts of things and
just
having gratitude for the things that we do have and the things that we get that are simple, and making sure we're not abusing those simple things that we get in our lives. And so, gluttony. It's an interesting topic.
I mean, and it's a good thing for all of us to review. So those of you who are listening, I mean, like I said, this isn't a guilt trip that Pastor Bob and I are trying to put on us. It's more of a, hey, pause and reflect. Like, has that affected my life, or is that affecting my life right now? Think about it and then apply it in a way that will be beneficial so that, again, you become better or healthier. Delayed gratification for long-term desires is really, that's why we say no to things. And that's why we put $20 in the savings account every month or whatever it is. I'm going to do this so that I can actually have that. And I'm going to say no today so that I can say yes tomorrow.
Yeah, one of the challenges for me I found, you know, working at the church office, I literally live two blocks around the corner. But if I'm in here working hard and I'm stuck doing something, I'll just DoorDash food to the church office for myself. Yeah. And so just being in Mexico and seeing how, for instance, the house that we built, like the dad is pretty far up on the hill. He has to ride his bike all the way down to the street. He hops on a bus. They take him to his work. He comes back and rides his bike all the way back up. And their house is so far away from anything of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think, like, I got it so good here and so convenient. And, like, so I've been starting to try to, if it is lunchtime, to step away from my work and walk to my house or walk back to my house to have lunch and come back over here instead of just clicking the box and getting that instant gratification, but actually working for it and finding gratitude in the ability that I have, the fact that I live so close to the church and stuff like that.
That's self-discipline, man. That's self-discipline.
Yeah. So I hope that this ignited something in you guys, whether it's the hunger for tacos or the need to check yourself when you're eating or drinking or consuming. And so we will talk to you guys again in another week and see you then. All right.
Peace out.
Peace out. Thank you for giving us a listen to this week. If there is anything that you'd like to hear on this podcast in the future, if you have questions, or if you'd like to hear us interview someone, please send us an email at info@lifechurchchico.org. Have a blessed week.